Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Death before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get the walking in, I'm saying keep it as a reminder. Never stay low, never dishonor. Things didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand anymore stolen? Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Show me why they call you Sam.
Sonic's the name. Speed's my game.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm in the spot where I wanna be. Money spent, niggas getting bent, chicks in front of me. Just the way I like it, honey's turning something. I got a seat up in the cut and I'm burning something. Fruity's dance around a nigga and I'm peeling one. Off the top of the stairs and I'm feeling fun. Plus I'm dolo at the table, I'm fucking with the chick with the fat fatty and the ring up in the navel. Dances around, she struts with the fuck walk. Touches her toes so she can make her butt talk. Do what you gotta do, I ain't mad at you. Know a lot of famous women seen and as bad as you. You's a real bad girl, a nigga need that. Sippin' on your Henny, askin' where the weed at. Let me put you on to something. You fuckin' with a big nigga, no frontin'. Yeah. Shorty, turn it around, let me see something. Fuckin' with me, some real is gon' be something. Yeah. I'm talkin' lights, camera, action. Have me singin' on the siren, Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something.
Jazz beat blue black, drawing the nerve. I'm off the curb, push mountains of earth. You niggas already heard the bro bird. Keep a pistol grip, pump on his lap at all times. Wherever, however, cause young niggas stay trying. See him and be like, huh? Nigga, what? Huh? Give a fuck, like what? Blow my weed, smash the gas, and hop up in my lane. She be looking way different through these $1,000 frames. Millionaire mind, fuck the $1,000 frame. $1,000 lame, only get loud around this gang ass nigga.
Like what?
Ass nigga, I'm counting for real, you ain't gotta ask nigga.
Nah.
I'm on a raft, nigga.
Mike Vick with this shit, I don't need a pass, nigga.
Like, what that shit do?
Yeah, I'm just doing my thing. Fingers in the sky, bang, bang, banging my game. Like, oh, gon' fall back. Cause you don't want no problems like that. Cause we gon' be like, huh, nigga, what? Huh, give a fuck, nigga, why?
Nigga be like, huh, nigga, what? Huh, give a fuck, nigga, why?
You a clown. Your bitch hit me up, then I'm probably going down. It depends on how much of that shit I just had.
Feel cool, but I prefer my MDMA by the bag.
Heavy hitter right here, all you other niggas jab.
Big talking about beef till you start to have a slab.
Do the math, all class, cause I got them yelling. Like flip, and when I'm done, they always ask.
Rock my own kick game, eight-figure deal, figure how I'm caught side at a clip game. Still pop ace, king shit, I'm a rosé. Black lace back, leather gloves on that OJ. Okay, say you beating me, bitch, no date. Band to make a dance, that's $1,000 foreplay. AK, get a full clip, not a sound wave. You kiss it in the mouth, ask her how my dick tastes. Bitch, nigga, you don't want no drama. I'm worth a couple commas of death before the sauna. Last king from China, all my shit be designer. Extraordinary drama, hot body this shit for nothing. Wet, what's up? Hot temp up, get wet up. She give me head, not neck up, to clean the mess up. One false move, dead from a gesture. Cash in the safe, nigga, I don't feel no pressure. I'm dope. All my shit dope. All my shit dope. Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes. All my shit dope.
all my shit dope. Cause it's 187, how I'm killing these hoes.
Snakes on the buckle, every man's out of hustle. Crown on the watch, young nigga still thugging. 8.7 on the crib, so fuck it. Went gold in the month, so it ain't no budget. New game, Rolex link. New chick, just drag my mink. New cars just ride around here. Aviator crew, we fly around here. Hey, Sean, who niggas die around here? Bath salt boss, got insurance on the pier. Cars, lost dogs, dope boys at odds. I done seen it all, go back to the fraud. Hands clap like King in the stadium. $1 million gang, but I'm rocking native home. I see you tripping, boy, don't make me pick your label up. Scotty tripping on the dribble, I just gave him up.
If good girl get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go? She probably pick it up, drop it down real slow. Either that or she's upside down on the pole. That's when I grab the knot, throw it up in the sky. Let it come down slow, watch it all fly. Front to the back, then side to the side. Then we head back to my crib for the night. That's how it goes down all night long. She whispered in my ear, said she loves my song. This is why I'm hot, she got it on the phone. Top 10 down low, number one ring. In my zone, tell me what's good, what it be. Can't say I'm what you want, but I got what you need. All night, it's alright. We could dance, but you gotta keep it up a little something like this. Like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm in the spot where I wanna be. Money spent, niggas getting bent, chicks in front of me. Just the way I like it, honey's turning something. I got a seat up in the cut and I'm burning something. Fruity's dance around a nigga and I'm feeling one. Off the top of the stairs and I'm feeling buns. Plus I'm dolo at the table. I'm fucking with the chick with the fat fatty and the ring up in the navel. Dances around, she struts with the fuck walk. Touches her toes so she can make her butt talk. Do what you gotta do, I ain't mad at you. Know a lot of famous women, seen none as bad as you. A real bad girl, a nigga need that. Sippin' on your Henny, actin' where the weed at. Let me put you on the sun. You fuckin' with a big nigga, no frontin'.
The name speeds my game.
What the hell that is?
She poke it up, looking back at it. She wanna fuck me. Well, I'm trying to fuck her too, so I give her this dick. Yeah, I give her this dick. Yeah, she wants this dick. She gon' get this dick. Yeah, I give her this dick. Yeah, she wants this dick. She gon' get this dick.
She was my liquor. She wants some new, so she fucks with a nigga. Long way. And hey, baby, you a bad bitch. Drinking on these bottles, getting ratchet. This your girl, she with you. But she tryna find out what it do. Watch your girl, cause she might get kicked down. Down, down. Many girls around here don't play around.
Back or the front, on the side, bitch, feeling your guts. girl, I do ya. Hey, you ever fucked the blood? She said a nigga's got to do it with his tongue. But baby, he a loser. I make you bust it open on the couch. You can put your fingers in my mouth. Cause baby, I do ya. Me and your nigga ain't the same, I'm different. Put that on something, baby, that's my word. Yeah, I do ya. Yeah, I do ya. If a nigga come trippin', I'ma tell him I'll shoot ya. Beat the pussy up till it's red like rooster. And after I fuck, I get the moving like the Hoovers. Yo, hey, niggas, I'ma fuck you better than it. If they wearin' chains, I'ma jack it like Letterman. I really do know how to fuck. I pull my dick in and slide up before I nut. Girl, I do ya.
I'ma get you on my knee, baby.
Dropping that pussy, bitch, I'm about to make a deposit in that pussy. little motherfucker, I ain't gon' lie. Wanna get to your crib, bitch, fuck you all night. And I ain't gon' lie, love money, ho. And that ass straight looking like a bankroll.
Yeah, we all up to do that. Real niggas, yeah, we all up to do that. Bad bitch, yeah, they all up to do that. Tryna fuck your niggas all up to do that. Yeah, we all up to do that. All up and through that. Real
the
niggas, yeah, we all up and through that. Try to take a niggas all up and through that. Real niggas, yeah, we all up and through that. Street niggas, yeah, they all up and through that. Bad bitch, yeah, they all up and through that. Bad bitch, and a pussy good on a classic. With a little hood on a fat ass. And it look good on a, don't get it twisted. Shot it, turn the hood on ya. In the club, getting fucked up. Don't survive with no jokes, getting tucked up. VIP with the niggas in my circle. Play my song and watch some hoes go to truck tank. And do what bad bitches do. And do what bad bitches do. And do what bad bitches do. And do what bad bitches do.
Ooh, baby. Show me why they call you Sanchez.
Good evening and welcome to What Rape on Six Man Radio. I am your host, this and every Monday night. I couldn't even think of the day. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KAT52LBY. And as usual, I'm here with my lovely co-host, Rome.
Well, I gotta be lovely. Yeah, I'm here.
Alright, with my behind co-host.
You could say awesome, cool.
That's kind of
intelligent. No, no, all right. Well, yeah, I'm rarely on Twitter and Facebook nowadays, but I do check it every day. You can hit me up on Twitter at VibinRome. That's VibinRome. And as promised, we have our Google Plus page up. So I liked it. I like it better than Facebook because. The people that follow us, you can see their stuff too. So we got some pretty funny videos up there, as well as our webpage, that's whatrace.wordpress.com. So we have, we're social media heavy. And
we also have Instagrams, you know, both of us. Oh, wait, no, Rome deleted his.
You're right.
The Twitter.
But I'm going to bring mine back since I'm been back riding the motorcycle. I see some cool scenery stuff, so I'll bring it back for the sake of the radio show, and you guys can check out the pictures there.
And both of our Instagrams have the same handles as our Twitters, so it's easy to get us.
And as you listen to the show, if you're listening live, you can call the number 646-478-3599. If you want to comment, talk to us, whatever, post your boat. Or if you're listening to the show throughout the week and not Monday, you can call or text 850-583-0426. Leave us a nice little message and we will share it on.
Ladies, that is Rome's personal cell phone. You hit him up. He is single, as far as I know. So,
yes,
get on
that.
Leave us some good messages. I want to hear it.
Well, there it is. Ladies, there's the number. You know what to do.
See, you're so thirsty out here trying to advertise yourself.
I'm not trying to do nothing. That is advertising right there.
Oh, well then.
No, I was trying to do anything around here. How was your week?
It was good. Happy MLK Day. For those of you that maybe didn't know or forgot because you had to work or whatever, it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I wish he had more names. Seriously. I mean, how many more names can we fit on these road signs?
Right.
Anyway.
How was your debut?
Well, I'm so glad you asked.
You
it was good. It was good.
Don't
it was different. Well, I'll explain that in a minute. It was very different. because it is in the studio and like a whole different setup from what we do here. But it was really cool. I really liked being in the studio. It helps. The studio is set up kind of weird though, so you can't really see everybody at the same time. But anyway, I digress. It was a lot of fun. We need more guys. Right now we don't have any guy co-hosts for that show. So we're kind of looking. If anybody out in the Tampa area wants to be a co-host at USF on the radio that airs through the radio waves, I guess you'd call it, and the internet, let me know. Hit me up. Text Rome. Holla at him.
Well, thank you. You're too kind.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
My week, that's good. I'm happy for you. My week went pretty good. I'm starting to dabble in gardening, and I'm gonna rehash my carpentry skills. So
you can build
that
things?
Occupy. Yes, I can build things very well, actually. Thank you very much. But
the only thing I can build
you know,
is a fire. And that destroys things to build.
Well, yeah, but see, since I take up gardening too,
and
I can take the ashes from the fire and add that as fertilizer for the plants. So, you know, it's a whole recycling kind of ordeal going on. And for the single ladies out there, I also play the piano, enjoy long walks
on
the beach.
Oh, my God.
On the moonlight.
Please, somebody take him up on this, because I do not want to ever have to hear this stuff again. This is
But, outside of that, no, just gardening. It's nice. I got, I'm growing right now. I have lavender growing. I got a mint plant. I got two peach lily plants to freshen up my humble abode. So, nice and fresh.
How's that going? Have you killed anything
It's going
yet?
Well. Have I killed anything yet? Well, I started off with two mint plants, but one decided to go on to a better place, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's not my fault, because I sat it right next to the other one that's surviving right now, so.
Of course it wasn't your fault. Well,
but,
you wouldn't play favorites with your plants and only water one of them. Maybe did both survive.
I play favorites to plants that live, so if the plant doesn't want to live, then
fair.
But this cold weather that we've been having hasn't really been helping, but I've been trying to keep them as warm as I can, considering.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. I can't keep a plant alive to save my life.
I used to be the same way. I used to kill plants on accident, but now it's a whole new me, so I've developed a green thumb.
I see. Well,
yeah. I want to try to get a little mini farm going and grow my own vegetables and fruit.
Yeah, you should take one of the, like, eat a pineapple and take the top and grow a pineapple from that. Let me know how it works.
I'm going to try that. I want to try that. I want to grow some carrots, because I eat carrots all the time. And yeah, it's going to be gardening away. I'll keep you guys posted, and once I get the Instagram thing up, I guess I'll be posting pictures of that good stuff too. So stay tuned.
Oh, yes, stay tuned.
Yeah. Look, now, you're questioning my gangster here. You didn't think I'll have the Google page up running, and I do, and I got my business cards, and yeah, so I'm making moves. This is a new year.
I am very proud of you for finally getting your business cards. I applaud
you
for that. It only took you 3 months, but you got there.
Hey.
We'll overlook that.
Time's tough. Money's tight. $6 goes a long way.
Seven.
Well, yeah, with tax and all that, but still.
But, I was going to tell you about something else, but I can't remember. So never mind. I'm getting old. Losing my memory.
Oh, memory calm down.
Real thing.
Still young.
You just say that because you don't want to admit that you're old.
I've come to grips with my age. I went to the gym the other day and played some ball, and I was just hurting all over. I was like, I'm getting old. Well, I am old. And I just laid, like, as soon as I got home, I just laid down and instantly fell asleep. I take afternoon naps on weekends, and, yeah, I'm old. I have
well,
deck chair. Go for a long walk, and I'm like, look, dude, you better walk around this corner, and we'll be done.
Well, can someone please identify what a nap is? Because I lay down and take naps, and they last a good 2.5-3 hours. But all of a sudden, I'm being told that that is not what a nap is. A nap is like an hour tops. Since when did this happen?
Right.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, you don't. I heard a nap is 2 hours tops. No more. Otherwise, it's considered like regular sleep. But yeah, take, you know, like, I generally eat, cook me a meal, and take that post meal nap and feel, wake up feeling refreshed.
Because you hit REM sleep a couple times does not mean that it's not a nap.
Right.
Road
other than that, no. I mean, I take naps all the time, so, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to judge what a nap is. I'm like, when you go to sleep for under 2 hours, that's a nap.
Go to sleep, and you wake up not planning on it being the next day. That was a nap.
Not planning for what?
It to be the next day.
That is not a nap. That is called going to sleep at night.
You're not planning for it to be the next day.
But, all right. How long were you asleep then?
3 hours. What?
So, all right, you go to sleep at 9 o'clock and you wake up and it's midnight?
No, I'm saying, like, I go to bed at 6 and wake up at 9. I'm like, oh, dinner time. I eat, take a shower, hang out, watch a movie, go to sleep.
All right, so we're officially revising what the definition of a nap is. So it's under 4 hours. Because Colby likes to take longer naps.
I'm okay.
Extended naps.
This is good. Thank you.
All right, it's been
past.
You're welcome.
It's complete now.
That's sad.
It is. Found a story earlier this week, and I actually, like, stumbled upon it, and not, like, stumbledupon.com. Like, I actually found it. I don't know what I was doing. But apparently, so obviously blind people can't see. It's kind of the whole thing of being blind.
I have.
What?
It depends on the severity of their blindness, I've come to realize. But proceed.
Okay. There may soon, and this might be kind of a stretch, unless you've got a bunch of money and you want to help out, but there may soon be a world without, a world meaning this world, without blindness. And
really now?
Yeah, the reason I say that is because this science professor, I can't pronounce his last name. His first name's Orlando, though, and I can pronounce that, so that's what I'm going to call him. He
Good
has...
Job.
Thanks. I only grew up there. I should know how to do that. Basically, you take this, what's it called, like a chip, that's the word. And you put it outside of the eye, and it's connected to a pair of sunglasses with a camera attached. And then the chip sends signals to the rest of the device that allows the person wearing it to see some light. I'm not sure how this works, but it does. It's also been approved by the FDA as of 2013.
And pretty cool.
The coolest part about it, I think, although I'm sure if you can't see, then you would disagree, but the coolest part is that there is a special diamond coating for the chip. So this thing is made of diamond.
This is top notch.
Don't mess
around.
And basically, in one example of the testing, there was a blind woman that was using it, and she successfully shot a basketball through a hoop.
Awesome.
Which is kind of cool, yeah. Like, very blind person. It allows people to see shadows. It's not like 100% vision, but it's a lot better than not being able to see anything. So, very cool. But due to lack of funding, in order to advance the device, they would have to get the chip implanted inside the eye, and that hasn't been approved by the FDA yet because they don't have enough money for it. So if you want to get involved in a project like that and spend a bunch of your money, go for it.
Yeah, if you have some spare change laying around and the millions and millions and thousands of dollars, please feel free.
Exactly. Just a couple mil. You got that.
That's a couple. It's only a couple. I mean, come on now.
I mean... You're so stingy with your $6. I figured you were just saving up. Wanted to hold on to that million.
Tell you what, now that we have that breakthrough, I'm going to save up, and once I hit $1 million, I'm going to donate that
do
entire
it.
Million. Yeah.
Just for the blind people of the world.
That's what, yeah. Speaking of, I guess, hospital-related stuff. A hospital patient
health
was allegedly
related?
Kicked. I mean, health related. All right, that works. A hospital patient was allegedly kicked out when she requested that the hospital staff speak to her in English.
Damn, where was that?
Where? Right, I'm about to slaughter this name. This is in Hospital de Verdun. Or Verdun General Hospital of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Wow, that's messed up.
Quebec.
Right next to America, the United States.
Wow.
The patient entered that hospital in Canada in an ambulance because of chest pain, but she said she was kicked out for requesting the hospital staff use English rather than French, which I guess is the natural native language. In Canada?
I thought they spoke both pretty well. Like, I've spoken to some Canadians that were down here for business or whatever, and they speak perfect English.
As have I. Fortunately enough for her, the doctor did get to see her before she was kicked out, but the cause of her chest pains was not determined. So, she, I guess, is going to seek other English-speaking venues of doctory and nurseriness for further tests and blood work.
Well, I would too. Shoot.
Yeah. So I guess it wasn't too severe for her not to need immediate attention. That and the fact that she's constantly doing the whole thing. So. She's all right.
So we're going to go to a music break, and we will be back short more news.
By the way.
Show me why they call you Sam.
Sonic's the name, speed's my game.
DJ Kid.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? From the beginning, love.
We call to find together. Who we are,
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to What Race on Sixth Man Radio. Hope you enjoyed that little mix. I don't know.
Before I was really interrupted by the nice music break, I had a correlating story, two correlating stories, but or not, because I apparently closed that window.
Mm-hmm. Never mind. See, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Well, once I find that story, you should love it. It's about a former medical examiner using dismembered parts from, I guess, his clients, patients. Don't really know how that works. But for his dog training purposes.
While you're looking for that, I've got one that's actually pretty similar. A man had a missing thumb, and surgeons replaced his thumb with his big toe. And it actually looks decent, yeah. He lost his thumb in a 2011 accident, and surgeons just put his big toe on there, and it looks kind of like a normal thumb. It's a little fat, but it looks like a normal thumb.
Hmm.
And I guess he lost his thumb in a saw accident. But 2 years later, I guess that was 2 years ago. So 2 years later, and after months of rehabilitation, he says that he can do everything that he used to do with his thumb. No problem.
Cool.
Yeah. So people wonder if there might be balance issues from not having the big toe. And apparently that's not really a problem. That's what I've always heard, is if you lose a toe, you'll lose your balance type deal. But,
right.
Yeah. Neat little tidbit of information. If you ever lose your thumb, you could replace it with your big toe and still have balance.
Balance a lot.
I never would have guessed it.
All right. All right.
And another story I found was from, this one actually came from Yahoo, which I don't usually use, but I just couldn't.
That's what I use.
Up. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I know you're not sorry.
So, I guess a guy walked in and saw his mom had, looks like, been suffocating. So he calls 911, and the fire dispatcher answers. And I guess they're trying to get an address, and he's freaking out. And the transcript from this call is pretty insane.
Part of the transcript is up on the website. That's actually the thumbnail. Yeah, that's what it is.
That would be the one. He's saying, like, she's purple. Or she's saying that she's purple. Wait, what? Oh, okay. Dang. You'll understand my confusion in a second.
Yeah.
No. He's like, she's please, she's purple. And the fire dispatcher is like, ma'am. And he's like, I'm a guy. It got confusing. I'm sorry. Okay,
yeah.
You need to stop. You need to calm down. My mom's purple. I need a building number. Please. Is she breathing at all? No, she's purple. Well, you don't have to holler at me. I didn't do it. F-U-B. And then bye. And they hung up. And they still have a job. That dispatcher still has a job.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. I thought, well, I was under the understanding that they didn't hang up on people that called them. But apparently, with this story...
Yeah, I don't think that
that's
they're
not
supposed
true.
To, because they're supposed to be trained to like, deal with that, right?
Right. They're supposed to stay on the line with you until either you disconnect or until help arrives.
Yep.
I guess not. That's
awful. In Vegas, if anybody's wondering. Which, by the way, I want to vent about a little bit. I was planning on going to Vegas after I graduated. Sounds kind of
what?
Like a normal thing. Like maybe, yeah, I was planning on going to Vegas. And...
Cool.
Yeah. Well, it's not really for me. Long story short, my boyfriend's best friend's 30th birthday is then. So she's having this big Las Vegas fun trip with a bunch of people. So we were going to go for that. But also I was graduating around the time. I'm like, yeah, woo, I'm going to go and celebrate that and her birthday, whatever, in Vegas. Woo. Well, come to find out, I graduate on the 8th of August, and we were supposed to leave on the 6th of August. Just my luck.
Good job.
I'm quite upset.
That's excellent planning right there.
Thanks for your sympathy.
Oh, I'm full of sympathy.
You suck. Why do I keep you around?
I
really don't
I keep you around. That's not...
You do not keep me around. You do not run this thing. I do.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I know. I am.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like
are
to...
You're still talking?
I was trying to allow you to tell your story.
No, I still haven't found it yet, so...
All right, well, moving right along. Women take their hair very seriously. If you didn't know that, then you should... look up what these two women did
mm-hmm.
when a woman's hair turned out not how she was expecting it. Her name is Kristen.
Hey, look, I have my sources to get information and news, and you have yours. But you know what? Go on, take it away. Because I wasn't going to really include that story in tonight's show, but it is what it is.
Anywho, before I was so rudely interrupted, so Kristen went to LL Hair Studio in Houston, Texas, and somehow got her hair turned blue. It was originally brown. Now it's blue. I'd be pissed, too. I'm not going to lie. her husband captured the whole incident on cell phone video. She yelled, I was just telling her, I was just like, it does not turn white, but let's just get it as light as we can get it, but don't damage my hair. I was so worried about that. With those instructions, the salon owner, Heidi, proceeded to bleach her hair. When she saw the results, she was very upset because her hair was blue. I didn't know that you could turn your hair blue from that. Like, I knew it could turn white. I knew it could turn orange, but I didn't know about blue. So the owner was like, oh, it'll rinse out, and if it doesn't, you can come back, and I'll bleach you out again. And then the girl was like, well, I don't like this. I'll pay you half the charge. And then when I come back for my hair color correction, I'll pay the other half. And then
right. They
both got mad.
Sense.
They started pushing each other. The owner was
Dairy.
Exactly. Oh, man, her husband was rough. Her husband, Jesse, took out his cell phone to record it because, you know, he's thinking like world star. And
mm-hmm.
he's like, I didn't like what I was seeing, so I made sure I got it on camera. Right. Cat fight. And then
right.
the owner was calling, what?
No, I was agreeing with you. Anytime two females start fighting, guys whip out the cell phone. Oh, cat fight.
Exactly. I mean, he told them that they were on camera, and the owner was like, I don't care. I just want my money. then they got out to the parking lot. They were still shoving each other. Then when asked about it, the owner was saying that the response would have been a quick and easy fix if she had paid everything, but then she refused to pay nothing after all of this. Duh. So she was angry. She's saying, like, you were trying to steal my product, so I have to stop you. The girl's like, dude, you messed up. Catfight in review.
It's interesting. It's, when I've been to, well, I obviously don't go to the hair salon, but when I used to go to the barber, if he didn't give me the haircut that I wanted, then it was a free haircut. I mean,
yeah,
I wasn't
that's
trying
what
to,
I thought it was.
I wasn't
I mean,
trying
isn't
to,
that
you
even
know,
in
scam
a scene in, isn't that even in a scene in like barbershop or something? It's like they mess up the kid's hair and the kid's all mad. And mom comes in and she's like, I'm not paying for this. And they're like, okay. And she leaves with her kid.
Right.
It's in one of those movies. I don't know. You care. You are just not into it today, Rome. What is going on with you? Where is your head? Are you just like, are you lonely? Are you sad because nobody's texted you yet? Like, are you just tired? Are you just getting old and you can't keep up with me? Like, what is going on with you? You just seem out of it. So I'm waiting. I'm still waiting. Still waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've lost our co-host. I think he's passed out or died from being old. And it's a sad, sad day.
But all
I
that?
Blame Joe.
I either passed out and died.
And I don't
well, thank you. You sound,
back.
So, you sound so concerned.
R.I.P. Rome.
You're terrible. Here's my next story. I posted a link on the website at whatrace.wordpress.com. You could see a water skiing toddler. That's right. A kid who is 11 months old. He's not even a year old, and he is water
That's
skiing.
That's not even a toddler. That's a dang baby.
Yeah. Now, you know, before you guys start lashing out your comments, oh my gosh, this child abuse, blah, blah, blah. The kid, he's actually enjoying the ride. And the boat is not going, you know, full speed like I guess it would for a normal person, but it was going 7 miles per hour.
A normal person.
Yeah. Normal person, adult, teenager, you know, somebody who has an actual digit to the year that they're alive for, a single digit.
Okay.
But the boat was going 7 miles per hour, which is just fast enough to keep the kid, the baby, that's Kobe so eloquently put, afloat.
Infant, does that sound more intelligent to you?
That's fine. The parents are young. Mother's name is Blair. The dad's name is Danny. Mom is 24, dad is 26, and I guess they love the sport because they wanted to involve their child at such an early age. Like I said before, if you want to see the kid surfing it up or wakeboarding it up or whatever the terminology for that is.
Water skiing it up?
Water skiing it up. You can
that
check it out.
Stupid.
Yeah. You said it first. It's whatrace.wordpress.com. We got a direct link to that video so you can see. And maybe, well, it's going to put up a disclaimer. Do not involve your child in any activities until you're comfortable and they're comfortable with that activity.
And they know how to swim.
That too.
Like,
the kid, he did have on a life jacket. Well, you know, the kid's baby.
Like that little?
Yeah. I think, if I remember reading it correctly, I think it was like 6 months, 6 months and up.
Like as soon as they can lift up their head?
What?
Because, you know, they're born and they can't even hold up their dang head. So I guess as soon as
I think they had a story about a kid that was, like, at least 6 months old and is swimming just in case for emergency situations, like if they fell into the family pool, they can at least surf themselves and learn how to float.
Thanks.
That drone.
That's impressive.
It is impressive. I didn't learn how to swim until I was in my teens.
Really?
That's another story. Yeah.
I was like 5 or 6.
I think I was either 13 or 14 when I learned how to swim.
It was probably the same year. I was about 5 or 6. You were about 13, 14.
Look, hey, you keep coming back to this age issue. But see, my whole thing was whenever I went into the pool, I could stand up. So it wasn't an issue. Oh, you need to learn how to swim.
Yeah, because you're a freaking giant.
It is what it is. What can I say? Since we're advertising,
tall old man.
Also doubling as a dating service, ladies. Yes, I'm 6'4", so
what?
I'm tall.
Don't deepen your voice for that. They know how you sound.
Ladies, 6'4".
Oh my God.
Used to looking guy.
You're cut off. You're cut off.
I'm cut off.
You already killed your game saying that you tried to play basketball and you were sore after one game and you came home and went to sleep. Like, no, we don't want that. You gotta have some energy.
Oh, all that?
I just
buy toys. Hey, look, whatever I couldn't do, finish yourself off. But anyway, that's
what? Oh, left turn. This should not need to go that direction. Back to the news, ladies and gentlemen. Back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Right. Back on topic here.
I'm lazy. You know how many women you just pissed off? Oh, I'll just get her to in here while I sleep. Dang. You wonder why you're single.
Hey.
No, don't hate me. Hey, you.
Alright, well, I am going back to the gym, so whatever.
Did I tell you last week that I started working out? I'm so proud of myself. It's a 7-minute workout. I'm so proud of myself.
See, you're talking about me and stamina. You can only last on a workout for 7 minutes.
I only choose to. I can. I choose to only go 7 minutes. And it's a workout. It's not, I'm going to buy you a toy. Sir.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't hate. See, if I was completely selfish, I'm like, all right, you know, you're just straight up out of luck. But that's not the whole deal. It makes you compensating for the lack of stamina. But anyway.
Oh, so you're compensating, huh? No. I mean, apparently we're getting into Rome's love life right now. He's compensating.
Oh, we're definitely not.
He's old.
Yeah, you know, it's not as young as it used to be. Back in my day, I have some stories for you. Hold on, let me go sit on the front porch and rock back and forth in the rocking chair.
Back in my days, I was tall, but I couldn't swim. It didn't matter because I could have drowned.
I could have drowned. All I had to do, though, was stand up, and everything was fine from there.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Funny story, kind of related to that, though. When I would get into deep water, I don't even know if they have pools this deep anymore, but we used to go to this community swimming pool, and they had a diving board, and it was 12 or 15 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still not knowing how to swim. I would jump off the diving board and bunny hop my way to the side.
They're just too freakishly tall, then, if that's the case. Like,
right. I mean, I was...
How tall are you?
I just met... I'm 6'4", so they'll only be 6 feet of water, roughly, more or less, above my head. So I hit the ground, hold my breath, bounce up, and just...
I mean, at least you weren't afraid, I guess.
Or I didn't want to drown. You know, either one works for me.
Or that.
But,
yeah, that too.
Yeah. I didn't even know how to doggy paddle. That was a shame. Once I learned that, I was like, really? That's all I had to do? Oh,
interesting.
I had a bad experience when I was supposed to learn how to swim. I got swimming instructions when I was 7 and an actual swimming instructor. And what he did was, this is before I grew, took me out to 6 feet. I was maybe 4 feet tall at that point. Didn't know how to swim or bunny hop.
And then you couldn't swim, and then you had brain damage because you had water in your head. And
no.
There we are today with today's current role.
I had my little floaties on, you know, the little arm thing that's sliding in your arm. Hey.
I'm picturing this right now.
Nobody is judging right now.
It's a little 7-year-old Rome with goatee, 6 feet tall.
I wasn't. Anyway, he threw me in the 6 feet of water, stood next to the edge, and told me to swim to him. I'm like, dude, really? I don't know how to swim. That's why my parents are paying you to teach me how to swim. Don't throw me in some deep water and say, swim to me. It doesn't work that way. So I was traumatized.
So you have this kind of attitude when you were little, too?
Yeah, of course. I told him off, cussed him out good, too.
No, you didn't.
Potty mouth. No, I did. But I do remember just looking at him like, you know, I had my little arm floaty holding me up. I was like, guy, really? I don't know. How
you cannot mean mug somebody with floaties on your arm. You just
can't.
Any expression you make is null and void. You just look stupid.
No. That's how awesome I am. I was able to mean mug the guy with floaties on.
You think. I'm sure they've got it on camera somewhere still today, and they're still laughing at it. He's just glaring, and the little orange floaties are just so bright, like, you can barely see your face.
They're green, but look, don't throw me in the water and tell me to swim when I don't know how to swim. That's all I can say.
You learned how to swim, didn't you?
No, I did. He had to come get me. Yeah.
And back to the brain damage that we were talking about.
Whatever. There's no brain damage.
I'm on a roll.
I guess, considering how old, at least I feel, and I can remember all the way back to, I remember 1970? Preschool.
What
did you say?
So since you're old enough, you know, what was the I Have a Dream speech like in person?
Well, you know, it was actually pretty moving. You had to be there to know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Jerk. I'm not that old. Jerk. Why do I put up with you? I don't know. I just don't know.
You love it. You love the attention.
I guess. Anyway,
lonely,
moving forward.
Rome, so lonely. He has no potty. Only his dog.
Hey, that's awesome. Hey, speaking of which, does Rutgers scratch a lot?
Yeah.
Well, I was doing some research today, and I'm going to decide to... Dex is going to get on the same kind of diet thing that I'm going to start pursuing, which is
Dex
eating
is
going to
get on a diet what?
Well, I was looking it up, and I'm going, like, completely green from here on out because he's scratching and stuff, and I looked up, and they said that some of the reasons is because, you know, dogs tend to get allergic to almost anything, so... I figure if I just buckle down and use only clean, green products and give them the most natural possible foods for them, that should alleviate any further scratches. Look it up. Do some research on it.
It'll make them live longer, too.
Exactly.
Grain-free stuff.
But I found the article that I was talking about with the medical examiner feeding pieces of corpses to his dog.
He was feeding pieces of corpses to his dog?
All right. A former Wisconsin medical examiner was taking pieces of the spinal column of humans. The deceased, he wasn't off, you know, hacking up people or live people, and feeding them to her dog in an attempt to train that dog, that animal.
Train him to do what? Bite people's spines?
It doesn't say what she was training him to do, but, I mean, you know, bone marrow, the marrow that's in the bone is good for dogs, and, you know, that's what they tend to go after. I mean, that gives that pig bones. Like, if I'm comparing a whole pig or the ham bone when I cook greens, but human. I mean, it's a good treat for dogs, but not human. You don't want to teach dogs how to crave human body parts.
Right.
But she's no longer practicing her field, and she is sentenced to 2 felony counts of the misconduct of the public office and theft and obstruction charges as well.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, this next story, I'm glad to finally see somebody have some sense. A man in Sweden managed on Saturday to lock 3 burglars in the basement of an apartment building while he called for help. I guess he heard them down there. He heard the alarm go off in the morning, so he went and looked and saw 3 men trying to steal things down there, so he slammed the door and locked it. Sounds pretty logical. And then when the cops came, they found all the men still trapped and arrested them.
Huh.
You know, and I guess part of why I'm so happy to see this is because how often do we talk about stupid criminal stories?
Yeah,
how long you've got, like, a smart bystander?
It's more so trying to reestablish some kind of hope in the population of people.
Yeah.
But I got a kind of interesting story. It doesn't provide much detail, but supposedly a man goes for a jog and comes home, like, completes his jog and realizes he's been shot. This happened in Stockton, California. And he prefers to remain unnamed. He's 23 years old and went for a jog around his neighborhood, and upon returning home, he discovered that he was shot by a gun. You can't really say that he was, you know, running late at night, so it was suspicious behavior and blah, blah, blah. So the guy was trying to act in self-defense. It was 5:41 p.m., so, I mean, the sun was still out, and, you know, people could still see. But he still managed to get shot. He was taken to a local hospital and was treated for a wound, but nobody, as of now, knows who fired that shot at this guy. So I guess you will need to start wearing bulletproof vests when you go out for a run.
I mean, if you don't get shot, you'll get hit by a car like the guy in the next story.
Oh, you can't win. You can't win.
A man in Wisconsin said that he doesn't hold any grudges against the driver who hit him while he was delivering papers and drove off with him stuck in the windshield. Not on, in. His name is Stephen Gove, 56, heading home Saturday night from delivering the Lakeshore Chronicle newspaper on his three-wheeled delivery bike when he was hit by a car around 8:30 p.m. and found himself crashing through the vehicle's windshield. His entire torso was inside of the car, and then when he realized he was inside of his car, he said, "Hello, how do you do? I'm the guy you hit on the bicycle."
That's awesome. You can't say something witty when you get hit by a car and then the guy just apparently doesn't decide to stop. Just keep on trying.
Also,
hey,
a great part.
By the way, if you didn't see me earlier, I'm sticking in your windshield right now. So next stop is the hospital. Appreciate that. And I'm pressing charges.
Okay, well, here, it gets even better. The driver, who's 20, drove another block to his home and locked the car from the outside before even realizing that there was a man in his windshield. When he saw him sitting in his car, and he said, "Who are you? What are you doing in there?" He said, "I'm the guy you hit on the bicycle. I went through your windshield."
No way.
He was not seriously injured. Yeah. And he was able to climb out of the
car. What are you looking at? Honestly, like, what are you looking at when you're driving if you can't notice the guy sticking halfway through your windshield?
He was treated for minor injuries at local hospitals. Stephen doesn't hold any grudges. He says that it was an accident, but he doesn't understand why he didn't see him.
Right.
And the suspect was charged with causing injury while driving drunk. There you go. Hit and run failure to render aid. He spent Saturday night in jail and was released on bail Sunday.
What are you drinking to not notice somebody sticking in your windshield?
Maybe it was laced with something. I don't know. But
possibly.
I saw... That reminds me, that story actually does remind me, though, of something I saw earlier this week, which was, I really enjoyed it, but it really is a serious thing. Like, it's funny at first. It's really serious really quick. There's this thing that I found through Upworthy, which is, if you don't know what that is, look it up on Facebook or Google it. I'm going to send it to Rome to put on the site, but it's basically this video where this guy has 5 DUIs, and he was out drinking one night, and he passed out in his truck, and his friends knew it would happen. They knew he would try to, you know, drive drunk again, so they were prepared this time, and what they did was set up a hospital room inside of an office. And they took him passed out from his drunken stupor, and they put him in the hospital room looking full to act as doctors and nurses. And when he woke up, they were like, "Oh, my God, you're actually awake. This is great. You look great. Like, you're in the hospital. It's 2025, like, they went, like, the extra mile. They turned on the TV, and it was, like, news from 2025, and then at the end, they're like, "Yeah, you've been, you know, in a coma. You drove drunk. You got in an accident. You've been in a coma for 15 years, or for maybe 10 years, and he's like, "Where's my daughter?" And then finally the doctor comes in with his friend, and he laughs for a minute, but then the friend actually starts, like, beating him up, and he's like, that could have been your life. Like, that could have been somebody else's life. That could have been all this time without people just because you're drunk. Really cool. Like I said, I'm sending it to Rome, to you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for clarifying which Rome you're sending it to. But, no, it's a very serious thing. You don't drive intoxicated, you know, no joke.
Yeah.
And you're, especially if you're that inebriated, that's terrible. And this is not his first, what did you say, it was his third or fourth DUI?
He's had 5 DUIs, and then he passed out.
I'm sorry, 5.
Truck drunk. He already had 5.
5 DUIs. That's ridiculous. You think you would learn from that, but I guess not. That's just awful.
Yep.
Awful. Oh, yeah, I'll post that link up shortly for everyone to see. But until then, we're going to go to another music break to you by DJ Chez.
DJ Chez.
If you know the song, sing along. Oh, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, oh, oh. I think you're wrong in the house. I think you're wrong in the house. In your mouth.
Without a doubt.
Get out.
It's gonna make me mad. It's gonna blow me. I'm over here just in my vibe. Yes, I need mo. So sleep. You can't bring sand to the beach. I ain't finna cuss no freak. Beast is super weak. Nah, no stop. I make up pop. No, don't stop. I make up pop. Let me get in that fat. 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 Hey, I doubt these can't be gentle. I doubt these like a dog rental. I set a body on fire, hot Cheetos. She said cars right. Gambino. I got a poker face, 21 casino. Now I throw it this way, Miss Tebo. Shake, shake, back, shake, shake, back, shake, back, make the pass. Shake, back, shake, back, shake that, make the pass. Damn, that look nice. Nice. So wet, I could've drowned twice. I say so wet, I could've drowned twice. CPI, it'll save your life. Take your wife back to the crib. You can tell your friends exactly what I did. And I'ma tell the boys, and I'ma tell the boys. Hey.
DJ Chin.
back. Appreciate you guys all listening in and stuff. The link has been posted once again. Again, don't drink and drive. It's just a stupid thing to do and cost you a lot of money. But wanted to finish off with the last story of the night. When it comes to, I guess, running with law enforcement, there was a guy in Texas that was arrested for warning folks of a potential speed trap that lies in wait a few miles ahead.
He was arrested for that?
He's a sign maker. He has a company on his own making signs. And what he did was he was stopping in front of speed traps in Texas and waving signs saying, "Hey, speed trap ahead, slow down, blah, blah, blah." And upon being arrested, he was saying, "Hey, I'm trying to reduce the speed and save lives, you know, trying to remind people that there's a speed limit here so they wouldn't speed." So he was saying that he was trying to aid in the effort to stop speeders from doing their business, but he was arrested. He's out now, but just thought it was an interesting story that you're arrested for preventing people from getting stopped for speeding.
Yeah, isn't it like basically messing with police investigation?
Yeah, it's something along those lines, but he was trying to keep people from getting, you know, the hefty old fine of and that insurance increase from speeding. Police that he was that stopped him and arrested him, they were hiding behind, you know, signs and bushes and all that. You know, it was a literal trap, and that was his argument to try to get out of jail. And I personally don't think it's fair. I mean, you shouldn't be speeding in the first place, you know. It never really works out for you. Like, if you're late, you might as well drop the speed limit, because if you get caught speeding, then you're going to be delayed even further.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like he's trying to tell people and warn people to slow down. So, in a way, I think he's helping versus hurting. I guess people need, the officers need to meet their quota for speeding tickets. I guess he was interfering with
you. A little salty, Ron?
What?
You sound a little salty.
No, I'm not salty about that. I'm all right.
Okay.
But like I say, thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight and every Monday night for those dedicated listeners out there.
Yep, tune in next Monday and every Monday to listen to our crazy ranting and stories.
Yeah, find something interesting like this week. And found I couldn't swim until I was a teenager and get stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on, we'll see you guys. Well, we'll hear from you guys next week.
Have a good night.